You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
Independent economists have come out claiming that there is a multi-million dollar potential hole in National's proposed plan to gain revenue from a foreign buyer tax for tax cuts. I spoke to the Green Party's James Shaw for our regular catch-up about the National Party's policy. We also discussed the renters advocacy group Renters United, who have ranked the major political parties based on the outcomes they believe they will deliver for renters. Here is that interview. We saw that during a recent finance debate in Queenstown, you grilled the National Party's finance spokesperson, Nicola Willis, on National's foreign buyers tax policy. What concerns do you have about National's proposal to fund their promised tax cuts?
Well, my chief concern isn't just that the numbers don't add up, but that they're planning to loot the budget for climate action in this country. So I'm very proud of the fact, actually, that the reforms that we introduced in the last two terms have meant that we've actually got some funding available to reduce emissions and to help, you know, people be more resilient to the kind of storms and floods and so on that are starting to happen. But they want to kind of cancel all of that, excuse me, and put that towards tax cuts. Now, that's a problem. They've also got their numbers wrong on that. They've kind of used old figures there, and there's not as much money as they think will be available. And then the second thing is the same problem that everybody else is talking about, which is that their kind of foreign buyer tax actually just isn't going to happen. And so what that means is that in order to deliver their tax cut, they're going to have to find that from somewhere else, either from cuts to public services or increases in taxes elsewhere. And it does mean that if there's a change of government, we actually don't know what their plan is.
National has said that they don't think their tax policies in conjunction would affect house prices. What concerns you would have about the potential impact that their policies could have on house prices?
I think it's patently ridiculous and completely provable that their policies would increase tax prices. I mean, if they reopen what is still a fairly limited market to foreign buyers, then of course you've got people who have got very significant sums of money available, buying in a New Zealand market, competing with New Zealanders. And what that means, of course, is that prices are going to go up. I mean, that's kind of basic supply and demand.
The National has not released their modelling to sort of justify their tax, citing that there's no point in releasing Excel spreadsheets. Why do you think that New Zealanders should be concerned about this sort of lack of transparency, as some have called it?
I'm very worried about it, because I think what it shows is that they've realised that their own numbers are shonky and don't add up. And the fact that they won't release them just means that New Zealanders are in the dark about what it is that they'll do after the election, because I think it's really obvious from, and you know, you don't have to take it from me, obviously, but take it from all of the economists who have looked at it and said that it can't possibly work. It means that we're going to, you know, if there's a change of government, then you just don't know what they will do, because what they've said during the election is, you know, don't worry your pretty little head about it, just trust us and we'll have it all sorted.
But despite this criticism from those independent economists, as well as other political parties and the media in some sense, National's poll numbers have still been generally high overall. Do you think that tax cuts as a policy is just more popular and people don't really care about where they come from?
That's exactly what I think. And I said as much during the finance debate in Queenstown, that actually people don't care that National's numbers don't add up. They just want a tax cut. And it's understandable, right? I mean, you know, it's been a very, very tough few years. You know, accommodation costs are higher, rents are higher. You know, for people who've got mortgages, they're refixing at a higher mortgage interest rate. You know, a kilo of cheese is $16 and so on. So, you know, people don't kind of care why they're in the circumstances they're in. They just care that they are in those circumstances. And, you know, to be honest with you, that's why earlier this year the Green Party put out our own plan for tax and incomes, which does mean that 95% of New Zealanders would see a decrease in their income tax rate, because we recognise that people need that support right now. But it's got to get paid for. And that's why we're also proposing a wealth tax, because that would actually cover it. And no one's questioned our numbers on that. And so, you know, we think we've got a credible plan to be able to boost the vast majority of incomes for New Zealanders, and National don't.
Now, Nicola Willis has supposedly put her job on the line, stating that if they can't deliver on their promised tax cuts, that she will step down from the finance portfolio. What do you think about this promise?
Well, what I noticed that she was careful in her choice of words, which she said that she would resign if she couldn't deliver the tax cut. She didn't say that she'd resign if she couldn't deliver the tax, you know, the revenue side of the equation. I mean, I think that's because she knows that that's not going to work. So they're going to have to take it out of cuts to the public services and or tax increases that we don't know about and they haven't advertised.
I also wanted to talk to you about some scorecards that were released by the renters advocacy group Renters United, and they have ranked the major political parties on their policies for renters. And the groups ranked the Greens as the best party for renters. Why do you believe this is?
We are the only political party that is taking a focus on renters rather than a focus on homeowners and landlords. So we put out a pledge to renters, and what we said is that in the first 100 days of a new government that we're a part of, we will introduce legislation to ensure that renters get a better deal. And that does include controls on the rate at which your rent can go up. And that's because, you know, frankly, people are in very, very tight circumstances and they are getting taken for a ride. And it also ensures that we will have a healthy homes guarantee, which means that actually, in order to rent a house, you have to demonstrate, it has to be certified, that it is healthy and warm and dry.
The group did rank the Greens as only average in terms of delivering stable homes, stating that you don't have any specific policy for increasing security of tenure for private renters. What protections would the Greens propose for private renters?
Well, actually, we have said that we want to ensure that you know, people do have some stability in their rental situation, and that you know, that it should be standard to have a 3-year tenancy rather than, you know, the kind of very, very short tenancies that you get at the moment. Now, obviously, you know, both sides need some flexibility, so you have to build that in. But it has been a big focus for us, given that half the population rents, to ensure that people are actually in stable accommodation, they can put down roots into their local community.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.